The word of the Lord came to me, Son of man, you are living among a rebellious people. They have eyes to see, but do not see, and ears to hear, but do not hear, for they are a rebellious people. That's found in Ezekiel 12, verses 1 and 2. Father Ezekiel began, In this dream, President Trump stepped up to a presidential podium with a different seal and motioned to a man to come and stand beside him. The man looked very much like John F. Kennedy, Jr. He looked at the people, and he said, I want you to meet your new vice president. He did not announce his name, but most of the people already knew who it was. The presidential seal on the podium said, The Republic of the United States of America. There was no eagle on it, but a dove with an olive branch in his mouth. After he had introduced the vice president, the people stood to their feet and cheered. When the crowd settled down, Donald raised his right hand towards heaven, towards the Lord, and looking up, he simply said, True liberty and justice for all. I woke up and heard a voice from heaven saying, O rebellious house, for you are a rebellious house. How many times have I told you? How many times have I shown you? How many prophets and saints have I sent to you? But you only make your heart all the harder. Woe to you, rebellious house! I saw Jesus in the clouds. He was looking down and speaking directly to the northeastern United States. The map of the U.S. looked like a bite had been taken out of that area. From Maine to Maryland, and a fourth of the country, and that one fourth declared war against the Republic. They charged all the other states with treason. I saw a manhunt immediately beginning from house to house, searching for Christians and those who sided with the Republic in any way, but the resistance was too strong. The Republic military, made up of Army, Air Force, Navy, and Patriots, stopped them soon after they crossed the eastern border of the Midwestern states and arrested many to begin to push their army back. And that was the end of Father Ezekiel's dream and experience. Jesus began speaking. When you rebel against your God, it is in direct opposition to my authority. It begins in the heart and continues to be man's downfall. Your sinful natures do not want to bow to my authority. You want to have power and be your own authority, and that can sink deep down into your hearts and be the root of all sin. I do not delight in your offerings and sacrifices as much as I do in your obedience to my commands. To obey is better than sacrifice. Rebellion against righteous authority leads to the dissolution of society and brings chaos and dysfunction in your nations, churches, and homes. I am a God of love, peace, and order, not disorder. When there is rebellion against those I have placed in authority, they are to be honored and obeyed for the health of the ministry and doing my work. If disruption and pushback occurs, this will lead to division and strife and a loss of effectiveness in carrying out my mission. If there is disagreement, then offer solutions in respectful ways and work towards a resolution to an issue. Presenting options allows for the discovery of new ideas and provides for working together as a family in me. I am the root you need in your heart. Replace the seeds of arrogance and bitterness with seeds of love and faithfulness. And that was the end of his message. God bless you, dear family, and may his favor and peace be always upon you.